Joining us now in studio is the Sheriff of Rice County, Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff.
And a happy Halloween. I guess we missed you last night.
Yes, happy post-Halloween, right?
And thanks for bringing in the fun-size M&Ms.
Well, our staff had a little fun yesterday, and we all dressed up like a different colored M&M. And so if you watch the county website, you might see a picture or something on there, and maybe even sneak it into the newspaper. But so I was an orange M&M yesterday, which really worked well because wearing that orange bright shirt, I didn't have to put a traffic vest on when I got out at a crash. You know, I was already glowing. So
I've never been arrested by an M&M.
You should have seen the couple looks. I was like, okay, I still had my badge and gun and ID and everything there. But, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, Halloween. Okay.
Let's hope, anyway, that it's Halloween. Well, fun. You know, we've got the Halloween done with now, and now we're going right into, I mean, it seems like one thing after the other. This weekend it's hunting, then we got Thanksgiving, then we got Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hunting, though, because that's a serious matter. We've got 500,000 hunters out there, and boy, almost all of them are real safe. Almost.
Yeah. Almost all of them, yeah. I mean, to some people, it's a family tradition, and they get together and at deer camp, and, you know, but we have to remember to be safe, and, you know, it's letting people know where you're going, where you're going to be hunting, what time you're going to be home. And to call if you're not, if you're running late, if you happen to grab a big buck on your hunt, you know, make sure you let your family know that you're going to be late. And know where you're, you know who's hunting around you. Make sure of your target and what's behind it. A lot of people forget that it's deer hunting and they go out for their walks in the woods. And then all of a sudden here comes somebody, you hear the snap, crackle, and pop on the trail, and you know, so make sure that you know that it's a deer. You know, and unfortunately we have some medical emergencies too, because some of us don't always exercise real well, and then we're out there hiking through the woods and climbing into tree stands, and then we have to drag a deer out, and you know, it catches up to you. So a lot of things. So it's good to have a cell phone with you to call for help. Not only just in the woods, but the deer are running on our roads, too. We've had a lot of car deer crashes. So be cautious. Slow down a little bit, especially during the morning hours. And in the evening hours tend to be the busier times. But just on Wednesday, we had three deer struck at once by one vehicle on the interstate, and it was like 2 in the afternoon. So,
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So be cautious all the time. That's why, you know, we talk about distractions, and, you know, people were just obviously didn't expect three deer to run out in front of them on the interstate. So,
well, you know, deer hunting, for most people, it's a safe, enjoyable thing, but there are a lot of ways that, and you've probably seen all of them, that people are, or maybe you'll be surprised again this year, that people can get hurt or injured, you know, and just, folks, if you go out walking in the woods, as you mentioned, wear something bright so you can be seen. Hunters don't shoot, you know, unless you see, you know, it's a deer. But boy, the medical thing, people can, you know, let people know where you're at, because you could, you know, have some type of health issue, heart attack or something, or fall out of your tree stand.
Right. That's
sure
another
that
thing.
All year.
Yeah. Falls out of the tree stands. Make sure, hopefully everybody did that to make sure that their stand is secure. You know, I went out a couple weeks ago to check our stands and, found that in the storms that we had back there in late September, a tree had fallen down onto the ladder. So that could make it kind of difficult crawling in and out of the stand. So, you know, again, and you're dealing with a bow and arrow and firearms. So, you know, be safe. Don't have your gun loaded when you're crawling up into the tree. Wait up until you get into your stand, those kind of things. And hopefully you got your tree stand or your ladder fixed ahead of time. So,
you know, you mentioned that the tree falling. The storms that we had, the tornadoes that went through in late September, back in September, there are a lot of fractured trees out there.
Oh,
make
yeah.
sure your tree is stable.
Right.
You know, that's something that hadn't even occurred to me. I'm sure hunters probably has.
Yeah, there's, you know, and that's another thing. You got to watch for those widowmakers that are broken off, mm-hmm. just hanging on above you, and it's not worth getting into the stand saying, okay, I think I'm going to be safe. And I think the weather's going to be a little cooler, and there's a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday, so be careful again, you know, climbing in and out of your stands there as well.
Mm-hmm. A couple of things I want to move on. I want to talk about the Rice County Drug Task Force. They have been very busy as of late. We've had a number of stories over the course of the summer and the fall. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, both in Rice and Le Sueur County, our Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force have been doing phenomenal things. We've been working on kind of a roundup here, and you're probably going to see a few more people going to jail for drug sales. We focused on felony drug level sales, specifically at methamphetamine, heroin, controlled substances such as opioids, those kind of things as well. So, we're doing a sweep, and you know, as we're doing the sweep, we're not doing as much of the undercover thing, but there's still things going on. And I think we're pushing, since the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force came together in 2014, I think we're pushing about $10 million worth of drugs that we've taken off the streets.
Wow.
Just this year alone, I think, I know we're pushing, you know, 200 arrests for, or cases in the Drug and Violent Offender Task Force. So, I hats off to these men and women that are doing a great job, and we give them the tools, and they see it firsthand, the issues that these people are causing, and we're trying to get these drug dealers off the streets. And we've got two very large busts, over 10 pounds of heroin and over 170 pounds of methamphetamine, just on two separate search warrants. So that's statewide records, I think, mm-hmm. on both. So we're doing great things, and I know I'm speaking for Monty and Andy and the other chiefs and Sheriff Mason in Le Sueur County, but hats off to our men and women that are doing a phenomenal job. We're very proud of them, and I hope they, you know, are rewarded for their great work that they're doing here in Rice and Le Sueur County.
You know, I recall talking to you a couple of years ago, and when, you know, after the task force not only started, but really started gaining some momentum and making some headway, you know, the hope was that would be a deterrent. Soon, you know, there'll be mm-hmm. less and less. It doesn't seem to be the case, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
One happens, and, you know, one goes to jail, the void is filled up by somebody else.
Yeah, we do see that, but I think we're seeing less of it maybe around our own communities, because mm-hmm. we're seeing that these people are transient, so they feel the heat here, they go somewhere else. But we still know they're doing it, so if we have an in with a dealer, we're going to keep buying from them so that they can be charged later. So something might have started in Northfield or Faribault or Lonsdale, and then we follow it up, and next thing you know, they're in Burnsville or Minneapolis, and mm-hmm. that's where we're getting these big busts, because we're following these dealers that they might have moved, but it's not like, okay, they're gone, let's let mm-hmm. them, leave them alone. We're going to stay with them and hold these people accountable, and a lot of those are going to end up probably being federally charged.
Good deal. So, that's good to hear. Well, that's some good news there.
That's great news.
All right. Other good news. You know, we had mentioned before, we've gone through going through the holidays here now with mm-hmm. Halloween and the deer opener coming up is Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the Salvation Army, we're just a couple of weeks away mm-hmm. away from the bell ringing, and right. I know you have been, that is an organization that's close to your heart.
Yeah.
You've been very involved with them.
Yeah, we did Shop with the Cop here in Northfield and Faribault just a few weeks ago, and that was a great, great evening with officers from Faribault, Northfield, and throughout the county and the sheriff's office. And the bell ringing is probably our biggest fundraiser in the county. So we ask that if people can get out and volunteer for us at the stores in Northfield or Faribault or Lonsdale, that'd be great. Our bell ringing number is 507-334-0639. And if you can't volunteer, when you see the people there ringing that bell, throw in that extra change, a few extra dollars that you have, because this goes back to support the people in need right here in Northfield and Faribault and throughout our county. And, you know, just a couple days ago, I had a young lady walk in, and she looked rather disheveled and really rock bottom. And she says, I have no place to go. And thanks to the Salvation Army, we were able to get her put up for the night, get her a warm meal, and put her in a hotel until we could contact family and friends to, you know, get her a bus ticket to get back home. So, you know, we see it all too often that these people need our assistance. So Salvation Army is just a great group to work with. And so if you can get your work group or church group or whoever it may be, get a group together and sign up and make it a competition, make it fun. You know, Andy Bolin and I have done it, the chief and Faribault together, and we'll throw on Santa hats and reindeer antlers and stuff just to make people laugh. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to, you know, contact people in a positive way as well.
All right, and they can contact. Did they contact you, or is there a Salvation? Yeah. How do they volunteer?
So that
we got one right there.
Boy, that was quick.
A reindeer hotline.
That's actually my drug task force commander. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so they can contact me, and I can put them in touch with the Littles to sign up. We're going to have a calendar going here shortly. We have a meeting coming up next week, but again, that number right now, the 334-0639, is our hotline that you can volunteer with. And then the only other thing I want to say is, if anybody has any information on the bank robbery from last Saturday, please contact the Northfield Police Department or the Rice County Sheriff's Office or the FBI, because we need to get this gentleman that robbed the bank and took people, tied them up. We need to get him off the street, because we do feel he used a firearm and he is a danger to our community. So please keep an eye out. If you see anything, have any information, please call us. You can remain anonymous if you're afraid as well, but it's we need it. And yeah, so like I said, that was the task force commander, and he said that the press release will be going out today, so keep an eye on that. But we call this Operation SOS. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where we'll have more details of the roundup that we've done here in Rice and LeSueur County, with over 60 people that we're arresting between the two counties. And like I said, just since 2014, $10 million worth of drugs taken off the streets.
Wow.
Guns, you know, it's they've done a phenomenal job. So watch for those press releases coming out later today.
All right. Sheriff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Get back to the hotline there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYM Ed Northfield.